Welcome to Tea and Table. I'm Annie, and this is my cozy board game design diary podcast. This is already episode number 4, and I'm slowly starting to think that it's actually feasible for me to make an episode every week, which is cool. So let's talk about dice and randomness today. I'm working on a cooperative game about hacking into a computer network, and luck can play a big role in hacking. And as I mentioned in one of the last episodes, some of the most exciting stories have a few big moments where something suddenly works out, maybe even unexpectedly. So ideally, I'd like to add a random element that reflects this, at least in an abstract way. Thinking about it, simple dice rolls that determine whether you successfully hacked into a network node are actually quite thematic. Oftentimes in hacking, results are just not entirely in your control. On the other hand, your chances of success definitely go up the more effort, time, and resources you put in, as with many things in life. But I think I want a more inspired and interesting way to incorporate luck than just dice rolls that determine whether you succeed or not. This is called output randomness, by the way. The random mechanic determines the ultimate output. So instead, I'd prefer a mechanic that uses input randomness. The random mechanic provides a random input to the decisions that players make, meaning they get an opportunity to react to it. So let me explain how I want to incorporate dice in the game. I'm currently still figuring out all the details for my current iteration of the game, so what follows is still in development. In the beginning, and at certain points during the game, players each roll a small number of dice that they can then use when hacking during the game. Hacking will of course be an important mechanic in the game, and you'll do it by playing out cards. I'm trying to make this hacking mechanic thematic, so I have a list of properties that should be reflected in the corresponding mechanic of the game. Of course, I may need to adjust this based on what's fun and what isn't. Let's use a so-called zero-day exploit as an example to illustrate the idea, and bear with me, I'll get to the point in a moment. So without being 100% precise with this definition, a zero-day vulnerability is a significant security hole in a commonly used piece of software, like in the operating system or internet browser. Importantly, a zero-day vulnerability is one that the creators of the software don't even know about themselves. So when it is exploited, the creators of the software have previously had 0 days to fix it. As you can imagine, a zero-day vulnerability tends to be very difficult to figure out or expensive to buy from people who have figured it out for you. When performing a hack in the game, the cost to acquire the card should be a good representation for this. Then, actually exploiting a zero-day vulnerability, so performing the hack, tends to be the easier part and not require a lot of computational resources. So the game can reflect that as well as a low cost of playing the corresponding card. Then some attacks generate a lot of suspicious activity that is easy to detect, and other attacks are sneaky and hard to detect. So this property will increase the alert level of the affected network area by a corresponding amount, making it harder to perform additional hacks. And that brings us back to the dice, and to my actual point. You must spend your dice to perform hacks, and the required dice value depends on the alert level of the network area you're in and on the importance of the target you're trying to hack. So if you're trying to hack into a very important target in a very alert area of the network, that requires a relatively high dice value to pull off. I still feel like there are a couple too many variables and dependencies, so I'll keep thinking about what's most important. For example, computational resources seem like the least interesting property to keep, depending on how I implement it, so I might abstract them away. That's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening, and feel free to let me know any feedback or thoughts you may have. You can find all my contacts in the show notes. Bye!